August 14th, 1993.
Yeah.
This is August, Kevin Kerr, and we're interviewing Chester Hoff.
August 14, you mean?
14.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said 4.
And we're interviewing Chester Hoff, who was a pitcher for the New York Highlanders and St. Louis Browns, was it?
I was with St. Louis Browns in 1915.
Uh-huh.
But I started in baseball in 1911 with the Highlanders.
Mm-hmm. They didn't start calling them the Yankees until 1913, did they?
Yeah, they changed it, in 1915, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get this thing going here.
You wait, it's set up here.
Yeah.
There's a regular picture there.
Got your own file right there.
Okay.
How was Hal Chase involved in getting you started? How did Hal Chase get you into the big league?
How did he got me started? You want to hear the... Well, I started from nowheres. And my brother... You want to hear this too?
Yeah, I want to hear the
whole story. My brother, Herbert. He came over to the house one day and had dinner with us. He was a salesman. And as we got through eating, he said, what do you say we go up and have a catch? Baseball catch, you know, back and forth for about 15 minutes. So I liked it. I didn't have nothing else to do. I was only 19 years old. So we went up and had a catch and come back. And he took me back to dinner, the table, and we talked a little while. Then he said, I'll be back in a couple of days. He's got something on his mind, but I don't know what he's thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. He said, I'll be back in a couple of days, and we're going to have another catch, just the same way he came over to the dinner. He did that 3 times. He came back, and then on the... Saturday, he says, we got a game up in the Croton, New York. Would you like to go along?
Uh-huh.
I looked there. These are all men. I was only a kid. I started laughing. I like to go along for the fun of it.
Uh-huh.
So I went along and I pitched the game for him and won it. Well, that started a little action. So next week, the same thing happened. My brother Herbert. He came over and we had a couple of catches. So then he said that Saturday he came over, he says, we got another game down in Terrytown, New York. He said to me, would you like to go along? I said, sure, might as well, ain't got nothing else to do. So I went along and pitched the game.
Uh-huh.
Then the action started. Well, there's a big banker down Wall Street, New York, goes up and sees the ball game there, the Highlanders, about 2 games a week. And he knows the manager, Prince Hal Chase. So he went down, see Chase and had a tow him. Chase says, yeah, bring him down, I'll give him a good try. So in a couple of days, I was on the way down to Highlanders.
Uh-huh.
And I met manager Chase. And I met Chase when the Wall Street man introduced me to Chase. So Chase says to one of the regular catchers, you take this young man down and give him a practice for about 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Well, the catcher did that. We played down there about 15 minutes. He came back, reported to Chase. And Chase liked what he said, and Chase says, you come back, young fella, tomorrow. I said, sure. I only lived an hour's ride from the ballpark. Ossining, New York, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I come down the next morning, practicing around. And he came over, he says, you come back tomorrow morning, will you? Yeah, I said, yeah. So the third morning started something going. The third morning I come home, I met the manager in the clubhouse. I met the manager in the clubhouse, and he says, you see that locker over there? And I said, yeah, I see a locker. He said, well, your uniform's over there in that locker. And he says, you put it on this afternoon and come out with the regular players. And
wow.
I did that. Well, I helped the batter, the pitcher. I helped the pitcher throw to the batters five or six times.
Uh-huh.
Then finally the game got started after practice. So I sat alongside and the manager chased it. And the game was going along pretty good. Oh, yeah. Russ Ford, our best pitcher on the Highlander, was pitching. And he was going along good for about seven innings, then he got tired.
Mm-hmm.
And Chase said, I had to take Russ out. He said, you go out there and take his place, the mate. First day in baseball in the majors.
Mm-hmm.
So I went. I got the signs from the catcher and our usual six balls we practiced while we went into a game. So this batter, I never knew who he was and never seen him before, and the first time he was ever up in the majors. So we got a sign, and this big left-handed hitter. And this big left-hander, I'll tell you who he is anyway. Well, I didn't know until the next day myself. It was Ty Cobb, the big left-hand hitter.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two strikes on Cobb. He fouled both of them off, you know, somewhere. And the third pitch was a pitch-out ball. Not too good, you know, a little off one side. See if he'd bite for it.
Mm-hmm.
See if he'd bite. He didn't go after it. So the third strike, the catcher, Ed Sweeney was the old catcher. He called for a third, the third strike would be a curve ball. And I was a left-hander. I threw a hard left-hander, curve ball, and it come right at the batter, just like this. You come right at you, then all of a sudden get curved away from you for a perfect strike. And the umpire says, strike three, just like that. You're out. Cobb walks back to the bench talking to himself. He's took out. Well, next morning I found out who Ty Cobb was.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Picked up the New York Journal. Yeah, on a sporting page, and they had a great big red headline. I think I got it up there somewhere. And the headline was it Huff strikes out Ty Cobb. On the sporting page, a big red headline all the way across.
What a way to start, huh?
And then I saw, I almost fainted. I went back to the ball club. Tell the players what I found out about reading the paper the next morning. He says, you're right. It was Ty Cobb, the greatest ball player in the world. Yeah.
Let me go ahead and ask you another question here. So, did you ever play in the Bush Leagues?
In the Bush Leagues?
Yeah. Did you ever play in the
I
Bush
Leagues? I played just in two games I told you about. That wasn't the Bush League.
Uh-huh.
That was just... Well, what do you call it? I just call it the...
Minor leagues?
It was sort of...
Semi-pro?
A little lower than the minor league.
Semi-pro?
Now you got a semi-pro. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Semi-pro. They were Croton and Terry down there.
Okay. Can you describe Hal Chase's defensive skills? How did he play the bunt?
He was the best in the world.
Best in the world.
Oh, he was a winner. I tell you, I see myself one day. He's a left-handed first baseman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know it? Okay.
Yeah.
And he's a right-hand pitcher. right-hand thrower and a left-hand hitter. So one day a guy was up there bunting the ball, a man on first base. And he bunted the ball. You know what Chase did? He covered that ball on third base. He bunted the ball down third base. Chase went from first base to third base and got that ball and got the guy out at third. They didn't play for the runner at second. He caught the runner at third.
Amazing.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You understand baseball?
Yeah, absolutely. Did he play very deep at first? There's some people who say he played deep.
Yeah. When a man, there was nobody on base, usually he played deep.
Nobody on base, he played deep.
And somebody on first base, he played close to the bag. Yeah, that's right.
So did he field a lot of balls in short right field?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he get a lot of pop-ups in short right field because he played so deep?
He could go back and get them. He was a fast man. Oh, no fat on him or anything.
Very fast.
He was a fast man, yeah. He could get them.
Do you remember matchups between Chase and Cobb? It said that Cobb loved to match wits with Chase because he was so intelligent.
Yeah.
And they loved to play against each other. Do you remember any plays like that?
Yeah, I remember the crowd. Every time the Detroit came to New York, boy, they'd fill up the grandstand. It would be jam-packed. And yet a lot of fans didn't like him, but a lot of the fans did.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a wonderful player. Cobb and Chase got along good. Chase got along with all the managers.
Chase did get along with Cobb?
Huh?
Chase did get along with Cobb?
Off the field.
Off the field.
As a person, you know.
But on the field.
To dinner or something, you know. And
really?
Baseball is entirely different since they get off the field.
Well, yeah.
They try to forget it, yeah.
Okay, so on the field they were fierce competitors.
Oh boy, they're their life is living. Yeah, they have to make their life living there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after, you'd like to hear some more. This is what I used to Cobb. Cobb liked me too better after I struck him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the season closed, Ty Cobb would stay around New York and have an all-star team, Ty Cobb's. It'd be 2-3 games in the cold weather we played, and we'd get him in for the cold weather, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ty Cobb would always give me the job pitching for him.
Oh.
Around New York. Whether I struck him out or not, when they get off the field, they forget about it. When they're on the field, they're all fighting there for their living, you know?
Right. It's recorded that Clark Griffith invented the squeeze play for Hal Chase and Willie Keeler. Did Hal Chase do the squeeze play much while you were there?
A man on third base.
Yeah, did Chase do the squeeze?
He didn't do it one, only when they needed a close run. Yeah, they squeeze once in a while, and not too often they don't squeeze. Keeler would squeeze once in a while when they needed a run, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time they squeeze.
What kind of a bunter was Hal Chase? What kind of bunting? Was he good at bunting?
Hal Chase?
Yeah.
Hal Chase was good all-run bunter.
Good all-run bunter.
A good all-run.
How about a base runner? What kind of base runner was he?
Oh, he was a fast man. That's what I tell you, that's where he got his speed to go over and get that bunt on third base, remember?
Uh-huh.
And he threw him out of third base. He didn't go after second base. But
so,
imagine, that's the only first baseman I ever seen could do that.
Mm-hmm.
He did it, I seen that myself.
Did he steal a lot? Did he steal bases a lot when he was running?
Do what?
When he was on base, did he steal second a lot?
When he was on base?
Yeah.
He would steal it when it was necessary, when he thought it was time to steal and he needed to run or something, he would go.
Head first?
He'd steal from first to second.
Did he slide head first?
I seen him slide both ways.
Oh, you have?
Yes. Head first and the hook slide. So these ball players, Chase could see that ball. When that catcher threw that ball to second, when he's running to second base, And he looked sideways, and he could see if that ball's going on the left side of the bag, or how the fielder is going to play the right field. And if that ball goes on the right field, he'll slide this way.
Oh.
Just the opposite.
So right?
And if that ball's on this side, he'll slide the other way, always away from the player.
Great.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He always kept his eye on the ball.
When he's running about, he get down about halfway, and he can see that ball come the second then. But you can't see it until you get about halfway.
Uh-huh.
Then he'll look and see where that ball's going the second base. Either left or right, and he'll go the opposite direction.
Huey Jennings.
I like you, Jennings. I think Huey Jennings is the Detroit manager. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. I thought he was the best manager, the third base manager I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Huey Jennings once said about Hal Chase, he said, once he got on base, he would drive pitchers crazy with worry that
that's
he was
right.
going to steal all the way to third.
He'd get on first base and bluff.
Bluff, bluff.
He'd get on second base, he'd worry the pitcher too.
Yeah.
He's going to steal third base.
Bluffing all the time.
He was fast, he could steal.
Uh-huh. So pitchers worried. Once Hal got on base, he kept the pitchers worried.
He kept the pitchers worried, yeah.
What kind of hitter do you think Hal Chase was? Was he a singles hitter? Was he a line drive hitter?
More or less as a line driver. He wasn't a home run hitter. He was a line driver. He could hit either base. He was a good man on that. Now, for instance, a man on first base and chases up, he can hit back of that base runner.
Uh-huh.
Hit and run. You've heard of the hit and run.
Yeah.
And get him down around the bases.
So he could hit to right field or left field?
He could hit either field. He was
very
a good
well.
Man, good baseball man.
In 1915, when he was with Buffalo in the Federal League, Chase hit 17 home runs.
Oh, they were getting a lively ball.
Was that it? He never hit more than four home runs before.
Never.
Do you think, is it possible that the Federal Leagues were using a juiced up ball?
I think
it was a lively ball.
Did the lively ball come into that time? I forget now.
No, the lively ball didn't come in until 1920. But in 1915, Chase hit 17 home runs, which he'd never done before.
That's right. I've never seen him hit a home run.
Do you think the Federal League might have been using a lively ball before that? Some sort of a lively ball or a juiced up?
I couldn't.
Or did he cork his bat? Do you think he corked his bat?
It must have been something there.
Because he'd never hit more than four home runs.
In all his life.
Except that one year.
One Federal League.
He hit 17.
Unless the ballpark is smaller.
Yeah. You think
the ballpark could be a smaller one they played in the Federal League. I don't.
Buffalo. Played with Buffalo.
Well, the ballpark is smaller.
Smaller. Okay. Well, that would
is
explain.
That where he played in Buffalo?
Buffalo.
1950. I lost track in there.
Okay, let me read you a comment from a newspaper editor during this time. The comment is, as a manager, Chase was a failure because he didn't regard his position seriously. There was no discipline on the team, and Chase finally assigned himself to center field where he was far away from trouble.
Oh,
do you remember him playing center field?
No. When did he get in there?
That would have been.
He got in trouble, you know.
Yeah, this would have been in 1912.
He got in 12. Well, you want to hear about this. I can't tell you anything about him as a failure manager. What I seen him in 1911, 12, and 13, he was good.
Good manager.
And a good ball player too.
Well, was everybody on the club happy? I mean, was it a tight-knit group or?
Every ball player on that club enjoyed playing baseball with them.
They did?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the stories are different now. Years later now, people say, well, you know, some people who, I guess, didn't like him wrote bad stories about him.
Well, what I've seen of him, I think he was very good. He must have been very good. He took me in as a youngster and made a pretty good ball player out of me.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
So, people do talk, you know. Baseball, well, that's what makes baseball good. That in the grandstand, there might be 50,000 people in there. Half of them are fans, 25,000. The others are cranks.
Uh-huh. Well, was Hal Chase the kind of person that some people liked and some people didn't like?
Well, I said nobody could else but like him.
Yeah, most people liked
Everybody
him.
Everybody liked him. They called him Prince Hal.
That's
when
what
I was in New York.
Very good. In 1911, Hal Chase starred in a movie called Hal Chase's Home Run. He's the first ball player to ever star in a dramatic role. They made a movie called Hal Chase's Home Run in 1911. Do you remember that movie?
1911? No, I joined the team in 1911 late. Middle of September.
Okay, so you don't ever remember hearing about that movie?
I never heard about that.
Okay. What was the mood in the clubhouse in when Chase was replaced by Harry Wolverton?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how did the players feel? Were they upset? Were they...
Harry Wolverton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Wolverton was fair. Hey, Harry Wolverton couldn't compare with Chase.
No.
No, he couldn't compare with Chase.
Did the players like Chase better than Harry Wolverton?
I think so.
Yeah.
As far as I know, all the players were in favor of Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 1913, when Frank Chance took over as manager, how did Chance and Chase get along?
No good.
No good.
Chance was a great ball player, but he was no manager. Now, 1913, you said we went to Bermuda. We were down there 4 weeks. We had perfect weather, not a day of rain. Every day was 90. Well, we made a trip to Bermuda that year. Did you know that?
No.
Huh? Oh, okay. We went from New York. And this is when Chance took over 1913. We left New York office by a big boat, big steamer. We were on 5 o'clock and we had dinner on the boat. And along about, we all went up after dinner on the deck and looked, taking in the views and everything. And then the wind started to come up and it started to rain like a sun in the gun. And some of these boys are pretty big husky guys from the West. A lot of them boys are from the West, but great big cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not used to water. There's only two of us stayed on top deck when it after started to rain. All these big boys went down in the boat. Scared of the water. Not used to big water. You know.
Uh-huh.
They're just used to little brooks out there in the middle, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're only small brooks. What I've seen out there is just about 50 feet wide, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Going out through Colorado. Royal Gorge. I've been all through the Royal Gorge out there on the train. Well, we went, we'll continue with the Chance. We went down, we stayed there 3-4 weeks. Every day was perfect for a practice game. Well, Chase was still on the team. He played for a space yet while Chance was manager. So, we, the boys didn't try to practice, take good interest in the game anymore, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, Chase claimed that he got hurt or something, you know, sprained his leg or something. And he didn't train any for about a week, you know. And all that stuff was put on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, his leg was good enough to ride a bicycle. That's all he could ride down, allow you to ride down his mm-hmm. bicycle.
Yeah.
Well, he's riding around on a bicycle with a bum leg now. That looked funny to me all the time, you know.
This was Chase?
Yeah.
This was Chase?
Chase was riding a bicycle with a bum leg, and he was not getting training.
Oh.
With Chance.
He was pulling a fast one, huh?
Well, the ball players is like Chase too much. And we got back. It was 4 weeks back in New York. And the ball players seemed to me, I was sitting right along the Chance, you know, there, 1913. Mm-hmm. And the game started along. It seemed to me that a lot of the ball players made mistakes on purpose, you know, to hurt Chance, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he had to hurt Chance. So I see a fellow slide, get safe, and first he slide off deliberately, and second base off the base, get touched out.
Oh, so
I've seen all that stuff. Yeah.
So you think
they didn't play with Chance, and he had a 2 year, contract.
So you think the boys,
laid down on Chance, and I tell you, it got so bad, Chance is very hot-headed fellow. It got so bad, Chance would take a batter out and get in there himself and bat.
Oh,
and
really?
Besides that, what do you think? You know, these football players used to have leather headgears, a big old. He'd go up there to the bat, I seen this myself. He'd go up there to the bat, takes a batter out, and go up there to the bat himself with the headgear on.
Wearing leather headgear.
Leather headgear before we got the regular headgears.
This is Frank Chance.
He couldn't do it. He just pop up.
He made
himself look foolish, you know.
Well,
that's the way it went on with Chance while I was there. I wasn't at all 1913.
Well, it was reported that Chance promised Chase that he would reinstate Chase as the manager as soon as his contract was up. Did you ever hear that?
I wasn't sure then. I wasn't on the team at that time.
Do you know anything about the relationship between Hal Chase and John McGraw? Were they friends?
They were for a while. Did you know Chase got in trouble?
Yeah. Well, it says
automobile trouble.
Yeah.
Well, Benny Koff is with him. Did you know Benny Koff?
Took a joyride, didn't they?
And they went for a joyride, and they thought they wasn't doing any harm. They just go for a little pastime.
Mm-hmm.
But the law don't think that way, you know.
No.
So John McGraw and Chase had a good fight. John McGraw was a fighter in baseball, and they had had an argument fight. No, not a fist fight, just an argument fight or that. Well, I didn't hear too much, but I did hear that they used to fight a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They finally had to get the Chase. They had to fight. McGraw had to get Chase resigned or something. I don't know. I can't follow that up too much.
Well, did John McGraw was part owner in a pool hall?
I wouldn't be that surprised.
Okay.
He was there right from the beginning till the end. I imagine he was a part ownership.
Soon after Frank Chance took over the team, he went to the sports writers and accused Hal Chase of throwing games.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Do you think the whole team was just laying down?
I think they was laying down.
They're all laying down, and he just picked out Chase because Chase used to be the manager.
Yeah.
So that's what you think.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's what it was. Well, that would explain something there.
That's what it is. The editor got it right, too.
Do you remember Chase getting in any other trouble while you were with the team?
He never got in trouble with
never
me.
Never got in trouble.
It was out after I got away.
Can you tell me who else was on the team in 1911 when you came to the team? Do you remember any of the players?
I can name most all of them.
Go ahead.
I can name you four pitchers.
Okay.
I can give you Russ Ford as a pitcher. Ray Fisher is a pitcher.
Was he a good pitcher?
Ray Fisher, these are the pitchers I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
Ray Fisher, Russ Ford, they're all good pitchers. And one little fellow, a little smaller than me, he was an Indian pitcher.
Uh-huh.
Warhop, Jack Warhop.
Jack Warhop.
Imagine me rooming with an Indian down down south.
Was he your roommate?
He was my roommate. Imagine me with an Indian. Jack Warhop, he was a good pitcher, too.
Good pitcher.
And we had Big Jim Bowen was a pitcher. He was good. Then we had, then I'll tell you the basis.
Was Doc Newton still with the team, or was he gone?
Doc who?
Doc Newton.
He was gone.
He was gone.
In 1911. So we would go around the first base. He wasn't around the first base out chased. Jack Knight second. Royal Harsher shortstop. Donaldson third base. Then the outfield was good hitters. Bertie Cree and Bert Daniels and another fellow I can't think of his name. And that's pretty
good.
The whole team.
That's pretty good.
Memory. That's a memory. It's 70 years.
That's a long time.
I got memory. I got them all on my baseball, all the players.
Do you have any stories about any of the other players on the team? Any characters or practical jokes or anything that any?